But in reality, this world is not as confusing as you think. It's not as confusing as you think. Some people just think, oh, there's so many different religions, I'm confused. It's really not that confusing. Let me just break it down to you. First of all, understand that there are today approximately 7.4 billion people in the world. So there are 7.4 billion people in this world, and out of those 7.4 billion people, 2.3 billion of them claim to believe in Jesus as their Savior. They would say, I believe that Jesus is my Savior. Now, obviously, this encompasses all branches and all types of Christianity, a lot of which is a false teaching, and a lot of it's a counterfeit. And I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying people who would claim the name of Christ. Therefore, Christianity, quote unquote, is considered the largest religion in the world, 2.3 billion people. The second largest of the organized major world religions would be Islam, with 1.6 billion people, which would make about 22%. Okay? Then we have Hinduism with 1.1 billion people, which is about 15% of this world. Then we go to Buddhism, which has about a half of a billion, or 500 million adherents, or about 6% of the world's population. Now here's the thing, once you go past Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism, the numbers drop dramatically.
Yeah, true.
Okay,
true.
The fifth organized religion is Sikhism, which has only 26 million adherents. And even though 26 million people is a lot of people, it's less than a half a percent of the world's population. Less than half a percent. So it's a very tiny minority of people in this world. And then if we go to Judaism, I mean, it's not even in the running. It's 1/5 of 1%. Even though it's front and center on Google as being a major religion, you know, right there in the middle, it's actually 1/5 of 1%. And then, you know, you go beyond that, it gets even tinier. Baha'i, you're down to like 6 million people, or less than 1/10 of a percent. I mean, it's just minuscule. So really, major religions that actually have followers all over the world, or a large number of followers, you really could narrow it down to 5 big religions. You know, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Sikhism. And Sikhism's much smaller. And so these 5 right here, these are your top 5 that are even close to being, you know, 1% or more of people that even follow these religions. So there's not just all the, oh, it's just thousands of religions, hundreds of, I'm so confused. No. You've got 5 major world religions, okay? But here's the thing, you can simplify it even further than that. Because of the fact that these 3, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Sikhism, are almost the same.
Yep.
They're all spin-offs of Hinduism. You know, they're all involving reincarnation, the cycle of death and rebirth, transcendental meditation, cremating the dead instead of burying them. You know, those 3 have a lot in common. And they're just variations or spin-offs of Hinduism. And then if you take the first 2, Christianity and Islam, you have to understand Islam is just a perversion of Christianity. All it is a guy who came along and said, oh, I'm following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, except I'm the next prophet, and you guys got Jesus' message wrong, and so I'm going to come and bring a greater revelation. It's just a cult or spin-off from Christianity, much like Mormonism. So it's really not that complicated whether you're pretty much going to follow Hinduism or its spin-offs, or Christianity and its spin-offs. And then once you look at Christianity, it shouldn't be that hard to figure out who's actually believing the Bible. And who's just putting on a funny hat and sprinkling poo-poo dust everywhere and going through a bunch of weird traditions and rituals that have no basis in the Bible. It's not that hard to figure out, folks. And the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. It says, seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that seeketh, findeth. Everyone that knocketh, to him it shall be opened.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So this world is not as complicated of a place as the atheists or the world would want you to think it is. Really, it's pretty simple. There's our rock, and then there's their rock.
Amen.
And when you actually hold our rock up against their rock, you will see that their rock is not as our rock.